Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. And today, on my walk, I'm thinking about the business side of empathy. Now, let me tell you where I picked this up. I'm reading Harvard Business Review's 10 Must Reads on Leadership. And the first chapter, it's entitled, What Makes a Leader? And it's by Daniel Goleman. Now, Goleman is the author of Emotional Intelligence. And if you're not familiar with him, his book, Emotional Intelligence, written several years ago, has now sold over 5 million copies. It's been translated in 40 languages. We're talking a groundbreaking work. And what Goleman wants to help us understand is that as important as IQ is, there is something far more important. And that something that is far more important is EI, or emotional intelligence. Now, emotional intelligence is the ability to identify and assess and control our emotions, and at the same time to help others, either individually or in groups, to be able to do the same with their emotions. And in this chapter, What Makes a Leader?, Goleman is helping us to understand that as important as cognitive skills are, things like vision and long-term planning, and as important as technical skills are, things like crunching numbers and mobilizing people, that emotional intelligence is the real game changer in life and leadership. And what he's driving at in this chapter are the components of emotional intelligence. And the component that really resonated with me of the ones that he identifies is empathy. Now, I think most of us realize there's a difference between sympathy and empathy. Sympathy says, I'm sorry for you. Empathy says, I'm sorry with you. In other words, sympathy sees us in the ditch on the other side of the road and says, man, I feel for you. But empathy, it sees us in the ditch on the other side of the road, and it walks over to the other side of the road, jumps down in the ditch with us, sits with us, listens to us, and feels with us. And what made this an aha moment for me was that Goleman helps me to see the business side of empathy. And here's what Goleman does. He says that people who are empathetic leaders actually bring three great values to leadership. One, empathetic leaders make a huge difference with their teams. Two, empathetic leaders make a significant difference in the area of globalization. And three, empathetic leaders do a better job of retaining their best talent as well as providing coaching and mentoring. And here's the piece I was listening to that really captured my attention and helped me to think a little differently about empathy. Listen to this.
Globalization is another reason for the rising importance of empathy for business leaders. Cross-cultural dialogue can easily lead to miscues and misunderstandings. Empathy is an antidote. People who have it are attuned to subtleties in body language. They can hear the message beneath the words being spoken. Beyond that, they have a deep understanding of both the existence and the importance of cultural and ethnic differences. Consider the case of an American consultant whose team had just pitched a project to a potential Japanese client. In its dealings with Americans, the team was accustomed to being bombarded with questions after such a proposal. But this time it was greeted with a long silence. Other members of the team, taking the silence as disapproval, were ready to pack and leave. The lead consultant gestured them to stop. Although he was not particularly familiar with Japanese culture, he read the client's face and posture and sensed not rejection, but interest, even deep consideration. He was right. When the client finally spoke, it was to give the consulting firm the job.
Now, this is what made me think about empathy from a business perspective. Here you have this American consultant who hears the same long silence the other consultants hear. But because he's not just listening to the silence, but he's empathizing with his client, he recognizes this silence not as rejection, but as deep consideration. The consultant saw the situation differently because he empathized with the Japanese leader. So coming back to my point, there is a business side to empathy. And as Goleman said, that kind of empathy stands out in cross-cultural situations. I mean, it is felt in the area of globalization. But listen to what Goleman also says. It makes a difference when it comes to teams. He said, consider the challenge of leading a team. As anyone who's ever been part of one can attest, teams are cauldrons of bubbling emotions. They're often charged with reaching a consensus, which is hard enough with two people, and has to be even more difficult as the numbers increase. Even in groups with as few as four or five members, alliances form and clashing agendas get set. A team's leader must be able to sense and understand the viewpoints of everyone around the table. And this is where empathetic leaders make a difference. Empathetic leaders, exercising the business side of leadership, not only hear these conflicting sides, but because they're so dialed in with their team members, they hear the feelings and the thoughts behind the words coming out of someone's mouth. In other words, they're reading, hear this, they're reading the body language that may or may not jive with those words that are coming out of the mouths of the team leaders they're listening to at any given moment. In addition to that, empathetic leaders, exercising the business side of empathy, also have the added advantage when it comes to talent retention. And Goleman says, you know, it's tough enough keeping top talent, but empathetic leaders are simply, they're just more enjoyable to work for, and so great talent is a lot less likely to jump ship for the better offer because the good talent is going to say, wait a minute, I don't want to leave my group. I mean, my leader, she really hears what's going on in my heart and life. Why would I want to leave her? And then Goleman also talks about coaching and mentoring. And he says, you know, the best coaches, the best mentors, they're the people that get inside someone else's head. They're the people that really get into their hearts. And that's empathy. That's emotional intelligence. So empathy is far more than saying, I'm sorry for you. Empathy is putting a hand on a shoulder and someone knowing that we're sorry with them, that we really care about who they are and where they are and what they're going through. There is a business side to empathy, and emotional intelligence is a large part of what that is. And this is helping me to stop and assess my leadership and saying, am I sympathizing or am I empathizing? Well, that's my thought on my walk with Daniel Goleman and Harvard Business Review's 10 must reads on leadership. Now, what you do with it? Well, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.